such good shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, soupies and all ages, if I sound impressed, that is because I am very impressed. Our podcast equipment has been built by Kenny Omega, and therefore there's a about that guy that just went poof! And we will not be re-recording. It was just talk about NXT stand up and deliver. We made predictions, which doesn't even matter.
Which we didn't deliver.
We are sitting down.
Oh my god!
This is a special episode called Take Two. This is what happens when we make it for two weeks in a row, guys.
Peacock canceled this mid podcast.
It's horrible.
Sorry, my dog's making a run, guys.
Podcast.
Do you think like they heard us talking shit and they're like, "Yep, canceled it."
That has to be.
That had to be it. I don't see any other reason.
So I don't know. Let's get into the news.
Into the news.
So with the news we were talking about when middle of the screw up was out, Peacock has gone in and edited things off of WWE content, namely WrestleMania 6 is now missing Roddy Piper with half his body painted black, and whatever pay-per-view this is on, because I don't remember, I can't be bothered to look it up, no longer has Mr. McMahon calling John Cena his N-word with an A, not a hard R. That's important.
Good shit, pal.
I don't know. I said it in the screw-up recording, or the non-recording recording, this just drew more attention to the clips. People uploaded them so many times. They kept sharing it. Like, because of this, there are so many people that didn't know about it that now knows about it.
Not
to mention, how can you do anything for, how can you even play or display any content from like 1996 or 97 onward? You're going to have like 5 minutes of any given Raw episode.
Yeah. Have you seen, there's a video going around online where it was the championship match at WrestleMania 20 where Chris Benoit won it. Somebody edited it. They're like Peacock uploaded WrestleMania 20 match and they pretty much just cropped out Benoit, like cropped around him and pretty much took like footage from different matches of Michaels and Triple H. it was the funniest thing because I was expecting Benoit to be cropped out, but I kind of expected like maybe like a 5 minute match and that was it. But they did a pretty good job of like the editing, and then they just I think the match that had the fine Triple H winning was at it was their pay-per-view No Way Out match of Triple H versus Shawn Michaels. I thought that was funny. But, yeah. Peacock editing everything.
So, Peacock taking Chris Benoit off? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I'm just talking about the edits, about how some guy just uploaded a video of that. As if Peacock were the ones to upload it. They were making fun.
Oh, yeah. People are just going nuts on it on all the meme pages. But I guess the news item was they're combing through all of the content.
17,000 hours worth of content, I think I saw.
Imagine being that guy.
What a nerd.
No, like imagine like you're going through the 80s, the 90s, fucking even early 2000s, and you're kind of like, all right, cool. And then you just get into this depression that falls in deeper and deeper every show you watch. And then next thing you know, there's a suicide from from one of the people at NBC. And you're like, I wonder what happened.
Tell my family I said I got the 2014.
Yeah, imagine.
That's when it started.
Raw became 3 hours. The horror.
Good shit.
The horror. Oh man, speaking of good shit, do we want to talk about the saga of Andrade and his interview today?
Yeah, dude, fill me in again. That was good shit. No, my dog is going to be in trouble.
You leave the dog alone.
Yeah, Andrade gave his first interview since getting since leaving the WWE. It was, oh, who the fuck was it with again? I'm trying to find that.
It was he just invited, like, he invited certain lucha blogs into this thing.
Yeah, that was it.
And there was a lot of people that were kind of upset. Holy shit, I got a missed phone call. Sorry. It was just basically him reaching out to certain ones, and there was a lot of media groups that were upset because they weren't invited to it. And I guess the manager or whoever was setting this up kind of apologized, saying like it's not up to me on who gets to be there now.
Was that that image you posted that was like pretty much all in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool.
But I guess he's also doing an interview tomorrow with like more information. So I don't know what the fuck his big plan is here. Because I thought like the big reveal was going to be today, but apparently it wasn't. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't watched the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably have to rely on you for most of it because it's probably all in Spanish. I don't know shit. Either way, he's kind of like doing an EC3 and controlling his narrative, putting out what he wants to put out, which is cool.
But yeah, they apparently, what a bunch of shit all happened at once. Apparently, a couple of weeks before the release happened, Andrade asked for his release. He said it was on a Monday. The next day, him and Charlotte both got COVID, so they went into quarantine. About a week later on Sunday, after getting COVID, they gave Andrade his release. So that's fine. Apparently, a few weeks after that, or a few days after that, so just recently, a little before that, Charlotte and Andrade did a pharmacy, a pregnancy test, and they said, no, she's not pregnant. The doctor that COVID tested them then called and claimed that Charlotte was pregnant, or tested as pregnant.
So that's where the trickle effect on the internet was from.
Yeah. And that's apparently why she was taken off of the WrestleMania posters and storylines and everything.
Because they thought she was pregnant before they even confirmed anything.
And then she took some more home tests, came back negative. Then she did some blood work and ultrasound to confirm it. Yeah, the WWE's doctor was wrong. She was not pregnant.
Was it True Blue? I don't know. First Response. That's the commercial. Was she not using First Response?
Yeah.
So just a big if. Well, I guess when interview comes out, maybe there'll be more. Definitely Kabuki-ish.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah, especially where it was a WWE doctor.
Titus O'Neil to receive Warrior Award at WWE Hall of Fame. Now, would the Warrior light improve this? Is this a special
award for putting up with Hulk Hogan? Oh, ooh. That's a good question.
So I'm reading this on Reddit, and the first comment, which I 100% agree with, this should be changed to the Titus O'Neil Award.
Yeah.
He has done so much more.
This isn't even the award that Warrior wanted. The award that Warrior
God,
wanted
please don't tell me.
Was to get was for no, it was for people backstage, like production.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound as bad. Okay, I expected the worst here. Ugh.
Yeah, no, the white person award. You know? That's what you expect from Warrior. The white heterosexual male award.
If Lashley was a champ, I'd say that was the WWE title, but that's already proven wrong.
Deathbed Warrior. Please don't tell us
this is horrible, by the way. This will get us kicked off a Peacock. Don't you know Lashley's just their token champion?
Jesus.
Clearly.
God. Maybe.
Seriously though, yeah. No.
I wish we didn't have to like think that was true, but it possibility is.
I mean, it depends on what happens at WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
It's basically it. Yeah. If he loses, we were right. If he wins, we would gladly take that loss on our side.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
But yeah, no, I definitely agree. Rename that shit to the Titus O'Neil Award. I think if anything, at the very least, Titus deserves all the awards he can get for having to suck it up and share co-host duties with Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's he doing? Isn't he doing an event?
He's co-host. Him and Hogan are co-hosting WrestleMania.
No, that's the thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it? Okay. Now, like, I'm really thinking about it. Like, this is O'Neal was the one that spoke out against Hogan, right?
He was the one that spoke out against Hogan's sham of an apology, where he basically said,
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry for getting caught, brother.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, yeah, sorry for getting caught, not for for what I actually did.
But because Titus is a very, very big public figure in terms of preaching racial harmony, this is such a bullshit PR move to have Hogan with him and like make it look like he approves, and therefore Hulk Hogan and racial harmony go hand in hand. Like Hulk Hogan and I can't even say anything else without probably dropping words that would get us canceled.
Yeah, like in besides, you're like, it's such a PR move, like you said. Like, Mark Henry still thinks it's BS. Mark Henry, WWE lifer through and through.
Yeah.
He's like, I went to them, I told them what they had to do, and they're like, nah. So.
Changing stories here. I have... Andrade says he could talk about the Saudi incident. Says they were unable to leave for 2 days, that they made up a bunch of stories to the talent and made them get on and off planes.
Why does this company fucking exist?
Because he created Monopoly in early 2000s.
Yeah, true.
Pretty much. Yeah, the Good Brothers spoke on the whole plane thing, and they kind of... They said it a lot better than what Andrade said. But they're definitely like, yeah, something was going on, but the whole time we never thought like we'd be in trouble, because like Randy Orton was with them and they were under the idea that Randy Orton's a big enough deal that too big of like a celebrity. That shit probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but then again, the Saudi prince could just get pissed off at a whim when he finds out that Randy's not Cowboy Bob Orton like he originally thought.
Shh, don't tell him.
I have notes from that whole interview. Holy shit. Andrade says what he meant when he said, it's about talent wanting to stay. Said he wasn't sure about leaving until last month. There's a lot of talent backstage. Everyone treated him with kindness, but no one speaks out. Everyone vents, but nobody stands up and says something. Says his WWE contract was worth $3 million. That's really good. I thought it would.
That is good money.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know, man. Says Garza was told to cut his hair for his push. But what happened? He supports Garza the same way Rey and Sin Cara supported Andrade when he got to WWE. Says with Humberto Carrillo, they have charisma and talent, but they don't use him. When he came back in February, Randy, Sheamus, Drew, Cesaro would ask, why you leave? Why do you leave? Why aren't you being used? Really, they aren't using you. So he's just being asked by the guys why they aren't using him.
Yeah.
And says that made him think there was something wrong. That him and Charlotte gave ideas to the writers before he came back. And they... Oh, that's all he says. They both give writers some ideas. But he doesn't want to get into it more because he doesn't want to affect Charlotte and the WWE. Smart.
Well, yeah, they might do something petty like I don't know, lie about her being pregnant. They'd never do that, would they? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, shit. There was reports weeks back, that they were like proposing, like when Charlotte was out too, that Andrade and Charlotte would be on TV together. Like they did something to do with what you just read.
Oh, maybe. Let's see. What else I got? He says that English is a barrier. Oh, he doesn't believe English is a barrier. He uses Asuka, Brock, Garza as examples for English not being a barrier for their success. That makes sense.
Yep. Garza's not a really good example because he actually speaks pretty decent English.
Yeah, but
no, Asuka, that's what he's saying. That he like because he's saying that Asuka is very limited. Brock has a mouthpiece, and Garza actually speaks English. Like, it's not, he's using their success as, like, the line of, like, English is not the barrier.
That's fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. They, well, if you listen to Bruce Pritchard sometimes, Bruce Pritchard would tell you otherwise.
In October, he has time off for an eye surgery. His healing time was up in November. But they didn't ask him to come back until February. Holy shit. That's a good chunk. That's a long time.
I wish work would give me that kind of leave of absence for a minor thing.
But like, I get how there's only TV right now and not house shows. Like, he might have been back for his house show. But he's like one of the best dudes they have. It doesn't make sense not to bring him in.
What else? They were calling Charlotte every week to come back when she was recovering from her surgery. She kept telling them that she wasn't ready yet. When she came back and pitched ideas for Mania, they changed the plans on her too. Oh, damn. Okay. He says, Aleister Black and Ricochet are amazing talents who speak English, but they're on main event. Wait, Aleister Black's on main event?
He's not even. He hasn't had a match.
Yeah, right. I didn't think he had anything. Yeah, I think that's the big story with him.
In fact, right now he's been he's sidelined with I think a nagging injury from the past or something, but he's apparently been dealing with a minor injury.
He didn't say they
sitting in catering, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, he just made a tweet something about something. Him and Buddy Murphy are making noise on social media.
Yeah, they're asking for better steaks and catering.
Yeah. Better steaks. Goddamn.
Apparently, right. Him talking to Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton is what made him lead to his decision of quitting WWE.
Yeah.
That's an interesting pair.
Because you got Randy Orton, who's been there forever, and he'll tell you like it is. And you have Drew, who left and came back and was better. And I don't know if you guys said this last week or if it was a different podcast. No, Andrade's 31, right?
Yes.
If he leaves, kicks serious ass and comes back in 5 years.
Oh, that's me. That's my idea. That was always my idea. Like I said let him, he's gone, right? But I said also let Charlotte go. Let her win fucking titles. Right? Mm-hmm. What happened, like, Ric Flair didn't spend his time in WWE the whole time, right? He left. Okay. He won titles other places.
Spent the least amount of time in WWE, really.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, let your talent grow, especially, like, with her. She's gonna come back eventually to finish off at WWE.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's got options, though, either, like, is there other promotions paying millions of dollars for female talent?
Dude, she doesn't need to take millions. She could fucking take a pay cut, still live comfortably, and still add to her resume.
Oh, yeah.
You know, her, like, if she wants money, obviously she stays in WWE. But if she wants, the resume, like Billy Kay, she needs to fucking leave WWE.
The resume like Billy Kay. I mean, I don't agree with the Charlotte.
That list keeps on growing.
Yeah.
But that's just fine. My two cents on that. What else do we got? There's speaking a lot of fucking notes.
Speaking of leaving WWE, I don't even, this was on our notes, but I remember seeing this last night, forgot about it, and just saw it again tonight. Charlie Caruso is Dunsky.
Yeah. Talk about falling upstairs. Like, get fired and now you're a full-time ESPN worker. Like, on TV, multiple, 3 or 4 different shows she's on.
Yeah.
She's landing it big.
Yeah, she's got supposed to do it like podcast, and she's doing some other stuff as well now. As well, now
but the, you want to be a backstage correspondent and work on the film? No. Yeah, she did well for herself.
Yep.
Now it's just Kayla Braxton, I believe,
and those other people who are faceless, or faces with no names.
Yeah, and they're probably decent at their gig, but like ever since I started tuning WWE out, like Kayla Braxton is the last one left. So I guess she'd be
They're all probably decent at their gigs if they had a gig that wasn't just Vince McMahon telling them to stare vacantly somewhere's off to the side of the camera and ask them but not look at the person they're interviewing and ask the dumbest questions that have nothing to do with anything.
Facts right there.
I have NXT moving to Tuesdays. Announcement coming tomorrow morning.
Finally.
Also, yeah, they'll be announcing really an extended USA deal.
They're really holding off on that until the last minute, aren't they?
Imagine they wait until the Wednesday after the Tuesday they premiere on.
Yeah, I don't think they're launching it until after Mania. But there's, what was it? There's like the... Not the like the official paperwork or shit that would like you would see, and it already pretty much said that it was moved to Tuesday before the announcement. Yeah. I think it might have been like the cable network programming stuff. I don't know.
Jesus, I read stuff Christ. Somewhere.
I don't save shit like shit.
Where's the camera?
Oh, RVD, baby.
I hope he doesn't bring her to the Hall of Fame show.
Oh my gosh. I mean, she'll be there, but they shouldn't have her on stage at all.
They shouldn't, but it's RVD, you know?
Yeah, he kind of does what he wants.
I hope he just doesn't look bloated. That was his problem towards the end of his TNA run or Impact run. He looked super fucking bloated.
Like RVD, maybe lay off the munchies, buddy.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, he's working Wisconsin this week, next week, I think.
God, I hope he fucking hits somebody with Stephen's a 5-star splash.
I hope he interacts with Matt Riddle.
No, he's wrestling Bulletproof something. Jay Harris.
Oh, you guys want to talk about Eric Young?
Boom, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. How about UI, baby?
Yeah, more like injured by design.
Oh my god, that sucks. But I think we all agreed in the chat of this doesn't really hurt him. Nope. Obviously, it sucks him being out of the ring, but he's a mouthpiece, you know.
He's the least interesting in ring worker out of all of them.
Okay, see, and thank God we brought this up because I didn't say this in the chat, but I'm all like, I agree to that to the extent of when he has a match that has some type of stipulation, he goes all out. He's the one that has those big matches that you'll remember. Yeah. But on a Impact, on a, what are they? They're Thursday now, right?
Is that either next week or the week after that they go to Thursday?
I don't know. But whenever Impact is, whenever he shows up on that, those matches are pretty meh.
Yeah.
But I feel like when he has those big, big matches, most of the times you'll have something to remember.
Yeah. And like, hopefully, depending on what the nature of his injury is, hopefully they can still at least use him to cut the pre-taped vignettes because the cinematic vignettes are really like some of the best stuff on Impact.
Mm-hmm. It is. They give
the best stuff that doesn't, that doesn't involve Don Callis.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think I read something where his injury probably wouldn't affect anything that they taped. So it must have been towards the end of the taping that he got hurt.
Yes, yeah, true. They do tape like 2.5 years in advance of content at once, I think.
Yeah, at least 2 months. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit.
I don't mind that at all.
No, me neither.
And like if that's the case, like so you get your ACL surgery, like I mean, you're down on for the count for a little bit, but you can definitely walk out there like in 2 or 3 months.
At the end of the day, if this gets me more Joe Doering matches, I'm all in on it.
Dude, he's so good. They need to use him. I mean, shoot. He's a GHC champion, whatever. It's like the Triple Crown champion? Noah or whatever. He was the top champion. He's clearly good. Better than anyone in America's team. So they should fucking use him, dude.
Him and Rhino should just wreck shit in the tag division.
What did I say? That up-and-comer Rhino has a bright future?
Hey, Rhino still has that free tag title match that he's never cashed in.
It doesn't even need to be a tag title match. It's any title he wants.
Oh, that's right, too.
That little hitch. What if Rhino is the one to win the title back from Kenny Omega? Wouldn't that be something?
That would be hilarious.
That up and comer.
Finally, an unheard of no name talent getting what he deserves.
Untapping his untapped potential, or tapping into his untapped potential. But anyway, he was looking in shape though when he came.
Yeah, he's looking in shape, and like he's got all his old mannerisms back. Like he still looks scary as fuck now with his facial expressions and stuff. And that's what I remembered most from the old War Machine Rhino days. I mean, I think the only real difference is you're not going to hear him cut promos about like stabbing you and fucking the wounds or whatever.
Yeah, well, I wonder like if he's done trying to run for mayor or whatever he's going for his politician career, and now he's full ass back into wrestling, because that makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, as far as the old ECW guys go, I would rather watch him wrestle than Dreamer or Swinger any day.
Oh, since we are kind of...
Well, Swinger is a young 20... Swinger is a fresh 26-year-old, we all know.
Yes, dude, that was hilarious. Anyway, I was thinking about this when I was walking my doge earlier. What other ECW talents do you think will make it into the WWE Hall of Fame? Currently, we have the Dudley Boys and RVD. Who else do you think will make it in?
Eventually, Dreamer.
Can I say Raven with a straight face? No, I can't.
I mean, he should.
He should, but him and Vincent. He was part of that big lawsuit against Vince.
Yeah, lawsuit. I don't know, man. This whole thing with Peacock going to happen. Like I pretty much wipe ECW clean, right? All you're gonna get is a.
It's gonna be Shane Douglas in the ring getting ready to deliver his speech, declaring that ECW is going to be Extreme, and then that's gonna be the last thing we'll see. It's gonna cut off mid speech.
I was gonna say you'll at least get like the cruiserweight the matches in there at least, because I'm pretty sure you guys are aware, but what people don't remember is even though ECW was known for their extreme shit, like their matches, like when it was legit wrestling, were amazingly good.
Yeah, you know? but if any of them had Joel Gertner chipping in commentary, you'd have to ditch the match for half the shit he said. Because like, I think 90% of his what came out of his mouth was sexual.
That is true. So
I mean, that means they're killing off Jerry the King Lawler.
Please.
Yeah. So okay. So we got Tommy Dreamer, Paul Heyman for sure. Rhino maybe. He seems like a good guy.
For sure. Yeah.
But after that, probably not Sabu, right?
No, I could definitely not see them putting Sabu in there.
And probably not Taz because he works for the other company.
Yeah.
But Taz.
No! I feel like it's going to be one of those where they're going to have to ask to borrow Taz. Because they did that with I want to say Ric Flair in TNA.
Yeah, they're yes. Ric Flair. Yeah, TNA borrowed Ric Flair.
Like, I know Taz isn't Ric Flair's status, but it's still fucking Taz, you know? Yes. Like, if his body didn't break down, he would have had a such bigger role in the wrestling scene in WWE. Yeah.
But then he was also a commentator for years. And yeah. That's more than a lot of people that get in.
He got paid to pick on Michael Cole for years. He was my hero.
Yeah. So Taz would make it. Especially if they ever Taz. Did like Mania, like in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you have to flood it with some, even if they're New York guys. Well, even if it was in New York, you can use those guys too, which they do in New York quite a bit.
Like, I want to see.
Here's a possible induction. Lance Storm was still on good terms with him enough to become an agent.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, like, Lance Storm, Dean Malenko.
Plus, just think of the hilarious Lance Storm induction speech. I imagine he'll want to be serious for just a minute.
Dude, yes.
Lance Storm's going to make it in for Chris Jericho. not that the WWE Hall of Fame really matters, but it's always fun to talk about.
Question is, do they get the most important ECW alumni, the ECW zombie?
Hey, that's my favorite. And my son.
If we're going that route, then Kofi Kingston?
Mom, no, we're not going that route. Shut up, Mom.
Besides, they already got the Paulo. Oh, God.
Boom, la crap, Mom. Oh, shit, Peacock's been canceled. I better shut up. Yeah, I heard Apollo isn't doing his Nigerian accent anymore.
A little birdie with big feathers for its tail told you so.
They're like, hey, cut that shit out.
Peacock joke for those who don't get it.
What's next on your scroll, buddy?
I have nothing so far.
You asked Nuggets watch Power yet?
No, because watch wrestling has been stupid.
Ass Blood. I was looking at my Facebook memories today and I said, what's up, Ass Blood? I'm trying to remember what that was from. Ass Blood. I don't
know. No idea.
I don't know. But it was funny. It cracked me up. And then I started making those silly WrestleMania things. But anyway. What's up, Ass Blood?
Guys, Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon inside a steel cage for WrestleMania Night 1.
Really?
I'm disappointed. I thought it was going to be a green slime on a pole match with the way they've been building this story.
Nope. We're going to have Shane McMahon jump off the top.
I hope they find some weird sound effect to play to match Braun Strowman's fucking choo-choo train.
Does heel Shane really work for jumping off of something crazy?
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, he did some crazy stuff with Miz, but those were more Miz taking bumps, like that nasty bump on the golf cart. It was gross. That was 2 years ago. There was something else that was the actual one that was all gigged up. But there was a botch that was pretty awesome. Dude, who gives a shit about watching Sweat Dad Shane McMahon?
Yeah. I'm stoked for that match because I think it's going to be hilarious when Big Braun Strowman has to fucking sell for those little baby punches. Shane's posting. And Braun has to sell them like he's getting killed. Oh, that's going to be the best.
Dude, I am going to only watch parts of WrestleMania this year, and I'm feel good about it.
I might just get good and drunk so I can put up with it.
Yeah, could do that.
Oh, speaking of I'm going to get good and drunk so I can put up with this, the thing I'd wanted to bring up and rant about. So did you guys hear about Roads to the Top? I believe it's called.
Yes.
The fucking Cody and fucking Brandi Rhodes fucking reality show on TBS or TNT, whichever.
Hey,
The hell outside of either of their immediate families was clamoring for a Cody and Brandi reality show?
Well,
I don't know, dude.
Miz and Maurice show, and it does really well.
Yeah, I was gonna.
WWE fans like Miz and Maurice. Yeah, most AEW fans hate the shit out of Brandy, and I think a lot of them are becoming disillusioned on Cody as times progress.
I don't know, dude. Like, Brandy, maybe on TV is something else, but when she's on the online segments on YouTube, she's pretty good.
Yeah,
like, she's showing up on Sammy Guevara's vlog, and like she has funny little segments, and they make sense. Like, I could see this work. She has personality to make it work, and
yeah, I would say Brandy would be the one to probably own it.
Right, as long as they freaking cancel culture that tattoo on Cody's neck.
Oh god, please do that. I would watch every episode of that show if they did that.
Right,
Peacock hot edit Cody Rhodes's neck.
Yeah, just the only thing that's kind of silly about this show is that Brandy and Cody have been on TNT for a year, right? Maybe 2 years now.
Yeah,
the Miz and Maurice were on USA Channel for a decade before they got a show. Yeah, so
that's a lot of time for people. They were also seen by a lot more people than Cody or Brandy. You think that show's gonna do numbers that are even worth filming it?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I wonder how the Go Big show did. Who knows? I don't really.
Didn't get already canceled.
That's the Big Show show. Go Big Show is that reality game show thing that Cody did.
They need more creative.
Wow.
It's funny. They said Go Big Show, and Big Show did go to AEW.